You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Skycloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Welcome, everyone. This is Derek White, Scott Cloud, and you're listening to and you're seeing us on the BBS Radio Talk Radio Show on bbsradio.com. Guys, this has actually been crazy. I'm sorry we're a little bit late on the program. I had everybody all ready to go, and we all got up and looked at some crazy lines. And my producer, it's not just Seth's fault, not at all. Everything got all messed up, but all the boys are here. Tonight, we're talking about the ghosts of Christmas past. And I also want to introduce everyone here because we got some, this is the most amount of fellows I've got in the radio show. We've got, Scotty Stamper. We've got Jill Sturgis. We've got Brian Leffler. We've got Chris Sloan. We've got also old hip Michael Johnson from the show.
I'm not talking to you. You called me a boy.
I said big boy.
But you asked him for pizza. So.
And he forgot the anchovies.
Yeah.
Yuck. And you burnt it.
Here we go.
Anyways, guys, how are you all doing?
Great.
Good.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot, Derek.
Yeah, you're more welcome.
Andy and Zany.
I wanted to
get the words, in the words of a very wise man from Kentucky, I'm just handing it out like a hair on a biscuit.
And he's got lots
oh,
of...
Oh, man.
God, wow. Look at that. Look at
that. That was rising to get to that.
We're in trouble.
Anyways, guys, I'd like to welcome you all for joining into the show. And I want to talk about the Ghost of Christmas Past, and I know you guys are being involved in the paranormal. And the biggest question is, how long have you guys been involved in Shadow Talk Radio?
Don't everybody jump in. I take the fifth.
Okay, let's not go that far as far as Shadow Talk. How long have you guys been into the paranormal programming or paranormal work that you've been doing?
16 months for me. I've been, I was the voice for APSR for 16 months, and I still light a candle, and I still love Dr. Jimmy, but you know what, it's time for me to spread my wings, so I took a big leap.
Oh yeah, yeah. You left big.
Hey Joel, pass me that 45. I'm drinking all right now. You better put the plastic over you, dude. Don't get brains on yourself. I want to look like a good corp. Oh my! Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
I guess it's better than ghost poop. Here we go.
Oh, here we go again.
What a nickel for every time I heard ghost poop. I'd be a millionaire. Actually, Scotty's going to send him a bill because Scotty put him on to that.
That's right. I've copyrighted that, Jim. From now on, 10 cents every time I hear the word ghost poop on the internet. So send me your money.
You are going to be a millionaire by December's end.
I know it. The network.
You realize, Mike, you need to create a ghostpoop.com. And,
yes.
Yeah, it'll get you.
I just got two words from Mr. Stamper. Get paid.
I know, you said kill me.
Well,
I thought you were going to say something else. I'm glad we're on the radio.
Oh, you're tomorrow, Mr. Yes, we will have my attorney on the phone tomorrow.
I want to call him. He'll be in touch.
You guys are always like this on your show, eh?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is the way it is, man. We're being
the
nice.
The medication doesn't help.
I'm going to ask each individual guy Scotty, how long have you been doing the paranormal work?
As in radio or just paranormal in general?
Paranormal in general before the radio program.
Well, let's see. My wife and I have been kicking the paranormal ball around, I'd say, since about 91.
About 91?
Yeah.
And any kind of story that you want to share that really you would never want to forget that it has a similarity to a Christmas thing to you?
No, not really. Once upon a time, there was a guy named Ebenezer Scrooge. And I'll get you a real simple story, and there's three ghosts in it, and one little spook who's got a big chain, and everybody lives happily ever after the end. How's that?
Not too bad.
Wait,
all right. Tim can walk. Is that a deal?
I got a question though, real quick, though, about that ghost with chain. Was that Tupac?
Oh, send your hate mail to old hip. Compliment to the of his email address.
Yeah. Leave the rest of us out of that one. That's
well, basically, Scotty. I mean, let's talk about something that you. Let's talk about a ghost story. Something that you experienced yourself that you would never forget. That you actually. Something that really got your attention for a long, long time.
Okay, how about what got me involved in the paranormal for real?
Sure.
Let's see. To be honest, guys, I was pretty much raised by my grandparents, and I loved my grandfather, grandmother, you know, just like my father and mother. And after my grandfather passed, let's say about a year to his passing, one night as I was actually here in the home that I lived in, I inherited, I heard him speak to me. I guess you might want to call it a Class A EVP. And it was a comment he only made to me, and I knew it. And I'm just like, what the heck? What was that? And it's my grandma, she said, what'd you hear? And at that point, she never really said anything after that. But soon after, I can say I woke one night, and you got to realize my grandfather was about 6 feet tall, huge man. And I wake up, something wakes me up, and I see this huge, shall we say, 6 foot outline of a gentleman sitting on the edge of my bed looking at me. You know, you wake up, you should be freaking out, scared to death, but I see him, I raise up, and it's just a perfect calm. And I'm not scared, and I just sit there and look at him for a minute, and everything feels good.
You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil, he knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain, so much love was there to gain. themselves away in the magic they have found. Every day they try to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. Never anyone to blame. Circumstances made them stay. Much too late to break away. Oh, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, and they lost themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim.
Hello everyone, this is Derek White Sky Cloud, your friendly neighborhood psychic medium and paranormal investigator. I have a very variety of guests, as well as my mediumship demonstration on my show. And you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio. I'm on every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Pacific Standard Time. This show is about your spiritual journey. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, so call in toll free on VBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Mark Omay, I'm really happy you're enjoying BBSRadio.com.
Anyways, guys, what happened was that we lost power. I had power in my house, and the power really went quick. We had a surge. Not in my computer, a surge in the house. We've got, actually, we're about 6 feet in snow in the areas where I live. Where I live here, we have not had snow come down so deep and so heavy since 1964.
Wow.
And normally we're called Canadian Californians because we hardly have snow. You rarely ever see snow last for a day or two, and then we're pretty well like tropical areas. But all of a sudden, this year, we've got snow that has not stopped coming down, and the flights are, people are grounded. They can't fly pretty well hardly anywhere across Canada or to the U.S. The weather is pretty bad in some areas, especially in the eastern part of Canada, which is close to, see, I'm in the Vancouver area up near Seattle, so in the eastern part of Canada, it's even colder. Where we are is about 18 below, 18 Celsius, which is about, six below.
Sounds like Minnesota for Brian and Joel.
Yeah, pretty close.
It's cold.
Yeah.
I feel for you, Derek. You know what? On Christmas, I just saw the forecast. I'm supposed to have Easter-like weather for Christmas.
Easter-like weather.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. Hopefully, we can get through it.
Yeah, all we'll get. We'll be fine, I'm sure. Anyways, we're back on the air, as we you guys would know, and I'm sorry for losing you folks in there. normally I like to have backup.
Then we just have Scotty saying it all feels good and it all drops out.
Well, it felt good.
Well, I know, Derek, your first mistake, Derek, was calling us for backup.
Yeah. 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 So if you guys lose me, you know exactly what's going on.
Very good.
Okay. Anyways, let's get back where we were before. We talk about the Ghost of Christmas Past, and I missed part of the story, and all the people online on BBS Radio did not miss the story. It's just me that missed it, so I'll have to listen to Scotty telling the story after.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's wonderful. The wonders of radio is what it's all about.
It is.
God bless us, everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, guys.
Need more than just a therapist there, Mr. Leffler.
Oh, yeah. Don't call me that. That's my dad.
Mr. Leffler's your dad?
Yeah, I hate
aren't,
that.
Aren't
hate
you born that. From his loins? I mean, from his...
No, actually, I was in a test tube. I was actually a result of a Playboy in a closet. You don't want to. Oh, yeah, the turkey baster, yeah, that was part of the test tube.
They found that in the book, right?
You know what, then? I need to sue the Inquirer because I heard something about poop on a stump.
That was me.
Ah, okay, I knew it was somebody.
Yeah. That wasn't poop. No, I was just a Playboy in a test tube and a turkey baster.
Yeah. It was a good 3 minutes.
So I
read the Inquirer.
I only had a brain.
You'd be dangerous if you
would be dangerous.
Cocked and loaded, more like it.
Don't tell anybody.
Well, before we go into any further into the ghost of the Christmas past, I want to do this commercial for Paracon because you guys are going to be there for February 16th and 17th.
As well
as I will be there, as well as BBS Radio will be there, and other people. So I'm going to do it to give you guys that 2 minute break. I'm going to play that commercial. Now, you guys are ready for this?
Talk radio.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
Paracon 2009. It's a true paranormal experience. Visit www.paracon.net for all the details on this two-day convention filled with paranormal education, Las Vegas-style entertainment, luncheons, dinners, parties, and shopping. The first annual Paracon event is hosted by the vampire, Don Henry, of Mad Madhouse fame, and the vampire fetish queen, Glitter Bitch. We have a star-studded paranormal speaker lineup from Lloyd Auerbach, Dr. Barry Taff, Scott Christensen, Constantinos, Lisa Ann, Derek White Skycloud, Ryan Leffler, Scotty Stanford, and Joel the Mole Sturgis. Your blood-pumping entertainment from lips like morphine, hips vicious. And for those who crave Las Vegas delight, Paracon adds performance from magician master Ron Fitzgerald and Freak Show Deluxe. For those who require culture, Paracon will also have art exhibits by noted haunted artist Regina LaFay and Asia Divinal of The Search for the Next Elvira. Audience participation panel discussions with speakers and hosts will be included too. Hotel and flight packages can be found at your one-stop ticket purchase spot, www.para-con.net.
This is a convention for the unconventional.
Paracon brings to you paranormal education, live entertainment, artists, and over 80 assorted vendors to make your Las Vegas experience unforgettable. Remember, Paracon is proudly sponsored by ShadowTalkRadio.com, BBS Radio, Esoteric Online, The Brain Train Center, and Exile Asylum.
So what do you guys think?
Cool.
I can't wait. No, it'd be awesome.
You know what? I gotta give a shout out though to Chris because he did an excellent job with that.
He did.
Thank you, Mike.
I can't believe you wrote it.
Say what?
Nothing.
I have a fan of Mickey.
Listen to the archives.
I am just still stuck on the whole, you know, Scotty being or comfortable in the bed thing.
Where's the most comfortable place to be, gentlemen? Let's be realistic here.
How do you mean a bed?
It depends on. I get.
Are you doing the show from your bed?
No.
I cannot answer that.
All right, fine. I just had a horrid image.
As long as you ain't wearing that moo moo again, baby, we'll be all right.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
People have more fun than anybody. So.
You know what? You know what is really paranormal about this whole get together this evening? I used to be normal.
When?
Before I ever met you.
You were an embryo when you were normal.
Hey, yep. You can lie to us, but don't lie to yourself, man. That's not healthy.
Yeah. It's the worst person lies to yourself.
And if you need some psychoanalysis, man, we can get you signed up, man. That's not a problem.
No, I've already got paperwork to prove that I'm staying. Where's yours?
Section
8, that means you're not doomed, all right? The military said you're not. I keep telling you that Section 8 means not.
Did I lose anybody?
Not yet, but I'm trying.
I heard a click. Somebody actually got lost.
Uh-oh. I'm here.
It's robot roll call.
I don't know what's going on here.
You know what? Hey, what I think happened there, Derek, I think when you called Joel's number, I think he just got a recording of the last thing he said in the past.
Got a what? What are you thinking about, Hip? God, you're psycho.
Okay, yeah, so we're all here then. We're not lost.
We're here.
We've been lost for years.
You know, let's talk about Into the Ghost, the paranormal. Now, you guys have been doing this for quite a long time. And all this time I've been trying to keep the power on. It's not my computer because I got a brand new computer. It's got a huge amount of RAM in it. So I don't know what's going on, but for some reason when you and I, all of us are together here, we're really playing with the spirit world. And they like to play with electronics.
Derek, please. Please, Derek, for all that's holy, don't mention you guys and the word RAM in the same sentence.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It was a family show.
Come on.
Man, what is?
I'm being nice.
You have to turn everything into trash radio. I mean, God, I can't take you anywhere.
We have reindeer, not goats.
Be calm, Hip. Be calm.
Hip will never go there if there's no sheep.
They're his friends.
Bad experience.
Or the rooster, you know, Hip enters the chicken coop. It's quite the thing. It's more like this guy, like this. That's all I heard.
Hip like sheep with boots on. I don't know why.
And chickens with this head bobbing complex. Wow.
Shiitake and Minnesota, where the men are men, the sheep are nervous.
That's thank God it's not South Carolina.
Where's Derek? Yeah, I know. Oh my God, what did I get myself into?
Well, you know, Christmas is pretty close, guys. Have you got any ideas what you want to do for Christmas besides? Have you got all your gifts ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the late shopper?
Today.
Who's the late shopper?
That would be
Scotty.
Me.
Scotty won't be done till March. Scotty shops every night for the last 4 months. He doesn't
at
quit.
7 o'clock Eastern time this evening, I was done.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call you tomorrow and see.
Hey, what time did I call you? What time's the show tonight, Brian? Remember?
I don't know, but you were on the road coming home from shopping, weren't you?
Yes, matter of fact, yes, I was on the road.
My little boy wants a brand new car.
You guys got kids at all?
Yeah. One little boy.
Oh, yeah.
One little girl.
I have a daughter who's going to be 11 on Christmas.
I got a little boy.
Well, I'm a grandparent. I got 4 grandkids. I got another one on the way. I got 2 children of my own. So it's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Anybody a grandparent too, or just am I the only one?
Not that I know about, anyway.
I heard about your son in there. How old's your son? I had a 16-year-old. How old's your son?
6 years in the Navy, you know.
How old's your son, Brian?
I have a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still safe for a while.
Yeah, right. He's 16. It's 2008. Give me a break.
Just like his daddy, there's no hope for him.
There's no hope for him. No, actually, we're going to have him institutionalized next week. But that's he doesn't know that yet. So don't
they have him in through therapy like his father? No?
No. I refuse to go to therapy anymore. They shook me off. I had to choke one to death. That was terrible. I'm not telling you anymore.
Well, just stay out of the chicken coop.
Well, farmers run when they see me coming. It's scary.
So, anyways, let's get to the. I want to get to some of the stories here because we're trying to get to the Ghost of Christmas Past. We lucky got Scotty in this one.
Hey, I'm not. Every time I tell that story, something messes up, so I quit. That's it. Right time on air. It was exclusive for your show. No more servers shutting down. No more power outages. Next time I'll say I'll really come to me. That's it. That's the end of it.
That's pretty good. Now, I want to talk. Actually, I want to talk to Chris. You did this commercial, and have you? How many commercials have you done so far? Is this just the one for the Paracon commercial before?
You mean total commercials?
Yeah.
Give me the count. I've got about 18 years of experience in broadcast terrestrial radio, and I was actually last year trained in New York in voice over and certified in Adobe Audition and. You know, it seemed like a perfect fit, you know, when Mike approached me with this idea, old hip approached me, and then I met with, talked with Joel and Brian and Scotty and everybody, right off the bat, I just, you know, these are great guys, and I just thought, you know, these are guys that are looking for the truth, these are guys that, you know, have fun doing it too, and that really appealed to me. So I was, you know, when they came to me and they said, can you put this together for us, and I said, well, I need a script, because I'm probably the least experienced concerning the paranormal out of all of the guests here tonight. There's no problem with doing it. I know I am. So I asked Mike, I said, if you could, send me a script. And he sent me a script, and the next thing you know, it was on. And, you know, the folks that we did it for, Paracon, they seemed to like it, as far as I know. So it was really, and I love doing things like that.
Yeah, it's good to have a commercial. I got another lady friend of mine who actually does my commercial for me. But, you know, BBS Radio is always looking for other guys that want to do some commercials, even for their program. You can always have a chat with them, too, if you need to chat.
Didn't get a hold of
allow myself to introduce myself. I'd love to do it. I'd love to work with BBS, absolutely. Anything that we can do to help, we're all about it. You know, because I think that I can speak for just about everybody on Shadow Talk. You know, we do believe in unity, and we believe in community very strongly.
Yeah, we're in the same direction as well. Now, you guys, who's actually had the most scariest moment of their life regarding spirits, ghosts?
Well, oh, boy, I had quite the experience.
Hmm. What about hip and that little Ouija board thing you told us about?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah. What?
Well, you know what.
You even pay attention.
Yeah.
Come on now, man.
I was talking to my big toe.
I was like, what?
Now I sound like Bubba J.
What?
Hey, Bubba J.
No, my,
enjoying watching NASCAR and drinking beer.
Yep. Except
what happened next? They turned left.
The happy drivers, all they do is turn left. Nick, I can do that.
What can you do after it's over? Catch another beer?
They pulled me over because I was going the wrong way on a one-way street. And I said, I was only going one way.
Oh, I like it when they asked him if Bubba J went to AA. Says AA is for quitters.
Mama, there is no quitter.
Quitters.
Oh man, but no, you asked about the Ouija board experience.
You did hear it.
I'm trying to stay on topic here. You know, somebody's got to be professional here. It might as well be me.
That'll be a first. That will be.
Shut up, fool.
Well, we're going to have fun with Eric, I can tell you that for sure.
No, yeah.
Yeah. And, well, do you want me to tell the story?
Sure. Not really. If you keep talking to your big toe.
No, he just looked at me and said, what?
On the Ouija board?
No, my big toe just looked at me and said, what?
Oh.
Whoa.
So see, nobody listens to me. Anyway, I was 12 years old. I was 12 years old. It was 1976. And it was actually December 20th. And we lived next door to a woman that was supposed to be a quote-unquote white witch. Now, I put that in quotes because I have never met anybody dealing with light that actually had a Ouija board in her house. Ever. But, she invited us over, and she had this board out. Now, she said every time she put her hands on it, they would actually cuss her out royally. So she would not touch it. Well, my family, you know, we tried, and nobody could get to work. And so I figured, you know, 12 years old, I think I know it all. I put my hands on it, and the thing came to life. And so we asked it questions. You know, we were supposed to have talked to my grandfather and all these different people. And my grandfather, we had asked because my family was thinking about moving. And we asked the board if it would be a good idea for us to move. And the board replied, yes, a very good idea. Well, all of a sudden, he said there was somebody that wanted to speak to my mother. My mother said, okay, who was it? And it printed out a name, which I'm going to stay confidential here because there's no reason to put the name out. But it spelled out this man's name. My mother's face went death white. And all of a sudden, the board started asking, what did you do, Judy? It turns out my mother was going out with this guy in 1970, and they had this big argument. He left the house, and he wrecked his car, and it killed him. A month or so later, my mother found out she was pregnant. Well, in 1970, it was not really too kosher for a mother that had three kids of her own to have a child out of wedlock. So she had it taken care of. She had an abortion. And the board actually asked my mother, what did you do to my child? Well, needless to say, we got up and we left that house. Went back to ours. 2 days later, December 23rd, matter of fact, today's the anniversary, the furnace blew up in our house and burned us out. And I don't care what anybody says, I've absolutely refused to come in contact with the Ouija board since. I won't do it. And to all the skeptics out there, I would like to have one question for you. Please tell me, if you remember 1976, what 12-year-old knew anything about abortions, let alone how to spell the damn word?
I know what to get you for Christmas.
So there you go.
What, the Shadow Talk Industries home abortion kit? Or?
Oh, man.
Don't stop. You're not
pumped.
Oh, boy.
All in the coalition is protect the spooks and specters, gentlemen. Let's do this right.
Well, Hip, you know, I have
some
to say that...
Some are indeed sicker than others.
I certainly appreciate you sharing such a lively, fun story to really get us in the Christmas mood. That was...
You asked for it. Scott,
I did
ask
for
Scotty.
It.
He's the one that asked for it.
No, I
He's
did not.
He's only 14, Brian.
The host of this wonderful show, we all wanted a scary story, and I know you had the scariest one, man. Don't be mad at me. Jeez.
Well, I'm not mad at you.
So who else has had a scary story for Christmas? Any of you guys actually dealt with a Christmas ghostly story?
Not actually directly Christmas related, but I was near Christmas when I actually had it proven to myself that ghosts existed.
Okay, when was that?
Well, that was actually back in, I had been researching for a long time, but was still on the fence, and, I finally had proven it to myself in December of 2003 is actually when I actually saw my personal concrete proof. I had seen a lot of weird things and heard a lot of weird things and all kinds of different stuff like that. But actually, we were doing an investigation in an apartment building where the woman had seen a little girl running around her apartment quite often. We did this investigation. After a couple hours there, we actually had a Sony Handycam set up pointing into her baby's room where the reports of the little girl were most frequent. The camera was set up in the hallway pointed into the room. And I had gone to check the camera, and another investigator was with me. Nobody else was in the area. And I had... you know, the Sony Handycam that has that little flip-out window, when it's on night shots, if you're not looking at it square, it kind of has that purplish-greenish tint to it. It kind of looks kind of hazy. So I had my hand under there. I had my right hand on my still camera holding it steady so it didn't swing into the camera. I'm looking at the little swing-out window, and the other investigator was standing behind the camera, and he was looking at that window. And inches from us, in front of the camera, there was what looked like some kind of a weird-looking hand that came from the bottom left and right up through the top of the screen. And we couldn't see that with the naked eye, but we could only see it on the night shot camera. And it was absolutely the weirdest thing we'd ever seen. And I looked at him, and I said, "Did you see that?" And he said, "Yes, I did." We both saw it at the same time. We watched it be filmed, and that was actually my personal concrete proof that ghosts existed at that point. It was actually on December 13th of 2003. Never forget that day.
That's a good one. What about Joel?
Oh yeah, when I was a small child, we lived in a farming community on the Iron Range of Minnesota. We have North Rexford, where I live now, near where I live now. And when I was, it was the month of December, it was like maybe a week before Christmas. I'd gone upstairs to go, I was just like 6, 7 years old at the time, gone upstairs to change into some pajamas for the night. And I had two older sisters, and they were babysitting me at the time because my parents went to my father's Christmas party for where he worked. And their door was open to their bedroom, and my door was open so I could see their bedroom as I went in. And I turned around, and I looked into their bedroom, and there was a figure of a man that was every bit of 7 feet tall, 8 feet tall. He stood up staring at me, and he had glowing, fiery red eyes, and I'll never forget it because we got lost in the game. And what seemed to be, gosh, hours, which was probably literally seconds.
Wow.
Him and I, we locked this gaze, and it was as if it was almost talking through mind. I don't want to say it's like, you know, for sure that, but it was almost as if we could hear what each other are thinking. And it was definitely a scary moment. and the thing was just absolutely menacing. I've been researching the paranormal now coming up in 17 years, at least 17 years in June. And the thing of it is I call this entity of what I'd call shadow person now. But those eyes have always stuck with me. Absolutely how deep and dark and just bright they were. At the same time as being dark. It was unreal. But that, and then after our little encounter was done, I got the heck out of there.
I just got a quick email flash here from someone who says, Derek needs a spanking and his buddies too.
Well, who's on it?
I flashed.
I flashed.
Where's mine?
Yeah, I'm open to spanking.
It depends on who's giving it, though. If it's
no.
A 74-year-old man named Herman, I don't think I want it.
No, that's all right.
I'm passing the Herman.
Now, wait a minute. No, according to my contracts, these spankings are going to be committed. They've got to be three ways: fast, hard, and often.
Oh, my God. You know, why do you let this guy on the radio?
I don't know.
Why is he in our society?
Brian, when you guys, yourself, what did you do when you were involved in paranormal?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What was your job that you do in the paranormal? Like, you actually, did you experience a lot of, major amount of activity as well? Did you see any spirits or ghosts, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, we see them all the time. We just got finished with a great place that we actually were running tours in this past September and October, where myself and Joel were running these things, and we had people come through, everything from full-bodied apparitions with detailed clothing to shadows continuously, orbs with the naked eye continuously, Class A EVP,
peekaboo,
which was a shadow that we all watched. I mean, we had 8, 9, 10 people line up and watch peekaboo. And in fact, peekaboo is this ghost that would, this shadow that would move around in this little room. It actually used to be an old bathroom. And it had even, on one occasion, about 4 o'clock in the morning, had shut the door. And we decided we were going to put a beer can in there. The kind that you strap to a tree, you know, the movement, take pictures, that kind of camera. We put one of those in there. We also had a motion detector in there with an alarm on it. And I was sitting there watching this room. I saw the shadow move. I heard the alarm go off and started singing like crazy. And then all of a sudden the camera started flashing. It took its 4 pictures in sequence. And we knew we had them. We were just thrilled. And come later on in the morning when Joel went to get the film out of the camera, guess what? It screwed up and got botched. So we
didn't rewind right.
So we were a little on the myth side with that. And but, you know, we'll go back. We'll get him again.
Now, this is the peekaboo. So you think it's a little boy?
No, this is a disgusting man that used to rape women.
Oh, what really?
According to all the psychics that have been through there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's really funny about that, doesn't it? All right! Look at this.
What's up, yeah? You know,
peekaboo is a disgusting old man. He wants to spank all of us.
I just got a question sent to me from the Yahoo chat room.
Oh, boy.
And it is, how about the ghost of your Christmas money?
Ghost of Christmas money.
What Christmas money? I'm broke.
Well, guys, you know, I'd like to thank you so much for being on the show. but I want to let everybody know out there, these guys are going to be at the Paracon 2009, and that's going to take place in Vegas, September.
September.
No, we're changing it.
We don't know. Yeah.
I gotta find Jill.
That they'll never show up.
Yeah. They're gonna be out there February the 16th and 17th. Oh, someone just sent me a quick flash and said something about September. I'm not gonna answer it. February 16th, 17th,
And it's going to be done in Vegas, folks. We have Vegas at the Plaza Hotel. And we're going to have, these guys are you're going to have fun with these guys. These are the wildest group bunch that you're going to have. Like, basically, some call them the Shadow Talk radio show hosts. You call them the Wild Bunch. And these guys, you know, just, it doesn't, you know, when you guys do come down to visit them, come and see them at the table, or just come and just bug them, pull on their shirt and say, let's talk. There's a scary thing in my house. And old Hip will be there as well. He'll be out there and event hall panel discussion with, and he'll be there as well. So I'd like to thank you guys for coming on, and even though we had a little bit of snap crack on popping and my computer crashing, I've never had this happen before, and you know what happened?
At the partridge in a pear tree.
It happened once before on somebody else's show that we're doing paranormal talk, and it just everything just my computer started to crash, and I had the power outage, and I thought, oh, they don't need us anymore. So, anyways, guys, I'd like to have you guys come back here again on the show. So, you know, this is not going to be the only time we have you on.
Well, just let us know. We'll be here.
Boy, oh, yeah. Is he a glutton for punishment or what?
Yeah, call him at his phone number if you have any questions, and here it is.
I have to say something from the bottom of my heart, though, truly. Brian, Scotty, and Joel, I truly say, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, you guys are indeed the three wise men of the paranormal community, and I'm glad to be working with you.
Ah,
we're glad to be with you.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Derek,
thank you so much for
Merry
having
Christmas.
Us.
Thanks for having
everybody.
Us on, bud.
Most welcome. And guys, take care and have a good Christmas and a good New Year, and we'll hear from you soon.
All righty, sounds good, and you too.
Well, this is Derek White, Scott Cloud. Thanks, folks, for listening. And we're closing her down. And you guys out there, be safe. Enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy the snow if you're in Canada. And if you got some parts of the area of the U.S., you're going to have some snow, I'm sure. Those who are in the tropics, I'm jealous. But have some fun, folks. So take care. Blessings. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay, I'm out.
All right.